So how would that react in the human body? I'm sorry.
Oh, the cumarin.
No.
So I wouldn't say that has an application in life sciences. This is probably more in modifying the neurological response of a dispersion.
Gotcha. Okay.
The ultimate goal, we didn't really pursue it that much, but what we really wanted to do is combine those two. Because there's this class of polymers that are called supramolecular polymers. So when you think of polymers, you think of them as monomer units that are covalently held together.
Okay.
But there's an emerging class of polymers, maybe about 10, 15 years old, that are called supramolecular polymers. And there the monomer units are held together by reversible bonds. And quite often the reversible bonds are hydrogen bonds. So then when you're at low temperature, the hydrogen bonds come together and you have long chains. But then when you heat up, the hydrogen bonds break and you have monomer. And one could assume that could be an advantageous for a lot of reasons, including processing. And so, for instance, when you have long-chain polymers that are held together by covalent bonds, they're always polymers. So even when you heat them up and they're liquids, they still have really high viscosities. And there are no chemical engineers in the room, but you know it takes a lot of pumping for it to move something that's highly viscous. But if the chains actually break down when you heat them up into monomers, then they have much lower viscosity, and then you can move them more easily with less energy. And so from a processing perspective, it would be advantageous to have supermolecular plastics instead of these traditional ones. And then from a usability issue, this is likely a thermal set, so you can't really reuse this, but those materials you can because you heat them up and put them back in monomers. So they're temperature responsive. And what we wanted to do ultimately is combine both temperature response to photo response. And so you think, okay, you're interested in plastics, because they're lightweight, but they also have some strength to them. And a lot of the strength has to do with the fact that you have really long chains, and those chains entangle with each other. And so that gives them this elasticity, right? But if the chains can actually break down because the monomers are held together by reversible bonds, that means you lose some of that mechanical response. And so then the ultimate goal would be to create a system that has the advantages of the supermolecular material, but then have it behave as a traditional polymer when you would like it to. And the way we thought about doing that is having a supermolecular polymer, but then incorporating some cumarin functionality into that supermolecular system. And so we could, at certain points, essentially turn on permanent bonds. Because until cumarin units come together under light, they form this covalent linkage. So we could then turn on these permanent bonds. And then your material is more kind of thermal set, which means those bonds can't be broken. But then when you want to reprocess it at high temperature, then you can turn those bonds off with light, and then you go back to your traditional material. That's our ultimate goal, but we ran into some challenges in trying to realize that.